I'm sure that they're all thinking about it, if not trying it a little bit. The park does look full and congestion still. Lots of people out supporting. That's really neat to see.
One of the things that's interesting that Bruce Huntoon was telling me before the Ridge to River Relay, that a downhill run is a harder on a runner than an uphill run. It takes more stamina to go uphill, but it's easier to get hurt coming downhill. Clyde, you're nodding your head. You've probably been involved in that.
Right. We had a lot of people that had a lot of troubles because they ran from Mission Ridge down off of there, and it's really steep coming down. We noticed here, too, maybe we can just recap briefly. When we talk about an Ironman, let us remind you that they're doing all legs. They did the swimming. They did the biking, now they're doing the running, and then they're going to have to go in and do the canoeing. And when we're talking about teams that are getting fatigued, when we talk about an Ironman, that's somebody who's done a lot of training, and they're to be greatly admired for their endurance.
You're listening to KLZI's coverage of the Greg Evans Memorial Relay here on Radio Lake Chelan. It's brought to you through the courtesy and sponsorship of Ballard Ambulance Services. At the city park is Radio Lake Chelan, Steve Bikewist. Steve?
Thank you very much. We're just walking down the probably 100 and maybe 200 yard long fence that's been set up here for the portage. And the team members will be gathering here at the beach, grabbing their canoes when they come out of the water, portaging them up across the finish line. Rather spectacular at this point, and we're still waiting the arrival of some race officials to find out how it's going from their standpoint. Back to you, Jer.
Steve, one of the things we might give credit to is, of course, the Queen of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival, Mona Miller, who was the leadoff for the Miller family entry, team number 17. And, of course, Gellert Miller is a local jogger that we see out jogging regularly in the area. Gary is doing the jogging portion of today's activities on their behalf. But I'll give some recognition there. And we might also just advise our listeners that perhaps to some degree we did not anticipate the pace for which this event would be putting us through and trying to report it. We do lack some of the names of some of the participants, and for that we apologize. Ray?
Chair, we just found Jeff Coulter. We had a terrible time finding him. He is so far ahead of the pack. He has just crossed the bridge, finished crossing the bridge into South Chelan, and he is probably, we would guess, a half mile, probably a good 2 to 2.5 minutes ahead of the one behind him, who is the number two runner, number two team, Royce Chuckwagon. Scott Sylvester from Royce Chuckwagon team in second place. And also number three team, Gert Squirts, Ron Snyder, right up there also. So Jeff he has crossed the bridge now. And here he is coming around, heading down toward the boat ramp at this time. And he's running like he just got up and started his morning jog, Clyde. It's amazing. He is stretched out and running hard, and I mean, he is a real fine competitor. Okay, we're going to sit down here at the corner by the bridge and kind of call the runners as they come across. Notice KOZI's Connie Van Tile and Wendy Lee. You were probably counting the runners as you were coming across, too.
We don't have any new information right now. We're just trying to find a place to park, so we'll be out of the way, but have a good view, too.
Okay, very good. I mentioned, just for your own knowledge, I'm located in the river here. I'll be able to give us a blow-by-blow description of, here comes the first portage. Here comes the first portage present time. That's Mitch Millett and Lisa Frazier, KLZI co-eds. Give them a big smile and a wave. The canoe, brown, probably 12 or 14-foot canoe, is in the water, and they are underway. Wearing red life jackets, bright yellow KLZI t-shirts, it makes Mr. KLZI feel pretty proud.
You have right to be. We're sitting here looking across the bridge toward the Chelan side, and we have yet to see another runner coming. I would guess that our KOZI team probably has a good 2 to 3 minute advance on anybody else. Clyde, maybe you could talk just a minute about the course that these canoeists will be taking.
Right, they're going to be going under the bridges and then out over towards the lake shore, and then they're going to have to portage up, run up through there. We have another runner just coming across the bridge right now. It looks like number two, which the runner is Scott Sylvester from Roy's Chuckwagon. Incidentally, I'd like to say this is probably the best coverage of any one of these events I've ever seen, and the Cozy team should be well congratulated for it. I think it's outstanding that the people can get this kind of a view of what's going on.
Well, Clyde, actually, our theory behind this is it's easier to cover it from the air, the water, and the boat than it is to actually be there. So we have to tip our hats to the KOZI team that gets in there and fights for us and does such a great job. Can you read that? Is that a number two that we see? Okay, so that would be the Roy's Chuck Wagon team coming in second place. Clyde, there's a big difference in the way he's running and the way Jeff Coulter was coming in.
That's right. He is. It looks like he's struggling quite a bit, and it looks like we've lost the number three team, Al, who was third place. In fact, they were second place, and I see the next two runners. Possibly that's the one coming across there, but it looks like we've lost Gert Squirts out of here totally right now.
Okay, Jerry, you're in the water. Whereabouts is the KOZI canoe now?
Of course, they've crossed under the Dan Gordon Bridge and are about a quarter of the way between there and the what we call the Old Chelan River Bridge. I will tell you, they're not taking out there. I'll give you a kind of a feel for the stroke. There's a stroke, stroke, stroke. That might give you an idea of the pace at which they're canoeing. They know they have it well in hand, and they're making a good show, but I wouldn't say they were. I've seen canoers canoe faster, not to diminish their participation, but they're well in the lead, Ray.
Okay, we're watching coming across the bridge right now. Clyde, you were running these off to me. One of the Iron Men just came across, and that was Denton Meyer.
Right, number 16, Denton Meyer, is in third place, and then we have another team, number 34, and I missed that last one that just came through there. They're getting pretty tight now.
I mean, that is really hard to believe that an Iron Man can be going as far as he has, Clyde, and can be in one of the top five positions. That's just amazing.
That's right, and we just have number 45 going, so as soon as we find out who it is, and then here comes Gert Squirts. They've dropped back about five or six positions, and the next runner's clear over at the end of the bridge, so they're really getting strung out now.
Okay, and we'll be covering the end of the relay with KOZI's Jerry Eisenhardt in the water. That'll be, of course, canoeing over to the Lakeshore Park once again where the finish line is. KOZI's Connie Van Dyle and Wendy Lee in the field. Where do you see where you are?
Well, Ray, I've just pulled over to park. I'm kind of the driver here, and Wendy went down with the camera to take some pictures of the canoeists. She's just now getting back to the car, so maybe she has a report for us. Wendy, what did you see of the canoeers and what's going on?
Out of breath at all. Oh, I'm really out of breath. I just ran all the way across the bridge. Lots of hoops and hollers. The canoeists have been waiting the longest. Probably the most anticipation is built up. Ooh, I'm out of breath. People are taking off quickly in the canoes. They're all rested up. The runners are really looking tired, but they're staggering in, doing a good job.
What kind of canoes did you see out there, Wendy? Did they all look pretty much like lightweight aluminum go-fast canoes or what? Could you tell?
Some of them did look very lightweight. I didn't get to see very many of them, as not many have come in yet. I do know the Iron Men get to use a kayak, which is a one-man canoe outfit, and they get a double, I don't know what you call it, double paddled paddle, whereas canoeists can only have a paddle on one end of their oar. The Iron Men also don't have to portage their canoe at the end over the finish line. I believe they just have to portage one of the oars.
That only seems fair. Back to you, Ray. What do you see from your vantage point?
Hey, Ray, let me jump in here. We've just had one canoe that tried to launch overturn here in the river, and the canoeists have taken it back to the shore. They're presently turning it over and taking the water out of it. I don't see their numbers. I can't tell you who's who, and I'm sorry for that, but it was the fifth canoe to be launched. They have now taken a sixth place as another canoe has now been launched, and we see a swimmer going out to recover. There's their bib. That is their bib. I'll perhaps be able to see their numbers in just a moment, but we had one canoe overturn as they launched. I noticed that as the second and third teams, and I believe the third team was, I saw a number on the back of one of the participants in that third canoe is number 16, but that was an Iron Man, Iron Kid it was called, sponsored by Wenatchee Natural Fruits. And so there I am confused, but we'll get back to you. Whoops, they've tried to launch their canoe again, Ray, and they've spilled it again. Back to you, Ray.
From the air, Jer, we see that same confusion. That number 16 has two people paddling the canoe. We'll have to get a ruling on that and find out what's going on there. Number two team is in second position. That's Roy's Chuck Wagon team, and the canoers there are Bruce Campbell and Gary Lawrenson. The KOZI canoe is out of sight. There it is, way up in front of us. They have passed by. They're up by the caravel in front of the, between the caravel and Campbell's now on the other side of the on the other side of the bridge. Quite a few people on the bridge, and that would be a beautiful vantage point for seeing the finish of this race. We noticed quite a few boats on the lake also. We would once again advise boaters that there is a no-wake regulation, a no-wake regulation down below the buoys, between the buoys and the bridge. And the canoeists, I'm sure, would appreciate that if there are power boats in the area, that they do operate at an idle. Jer, back to you at the start-finish at the canoe turnover point. Have they got that canoe upright going yet?
Yes, they do, and they're now probably in about eighth place. They've at least dropped from sixth to eighth, perhaps ninth place. With another bit of confusion, we see number 25 also in the water, a two-man canoe, and yet number 25 on our entry sheet is listed as a Stem Ironman with Gordon Stem at the helm, but that we see two people in that canoe, so we have some confusion there. Perhaps Steve Pipers can give us some insight as to why that is. Another 25 was a team that launched, and now we have one more team. Ray, you may have got that number that they've turned on me.
Once again, Joe, we'll pick it up. We're here at the park, the finish area. We're talking with Cindy Zapp, who was the swimmer for the Radiolake Land team. Cindy, it appears as though you're going to have a winner today.
Yeah, I'm sure glad. I think it was great. We had such a good time doing it. I think everyone worked really hard to get where they were.
How was the water?
Pretty cold. I couldn't even put my face in. It was so cold. It was.
Yeah, don't have any estimate, like the degrees?
No, I don't think I want to think about it anymore.
Was it hotter than you thought it was going to be?
I thought it'd be a lot. I thought it'd be a little bit colder, and I thought I could put my face in, but I really couldn't. You know, and I swam backstroke all the way, you know.
Did you use a special wetsuit or anything?
No, I just greased up with Vaseline.
Does that really help?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to have to go down here and I think greet your first place winner and team members here in a few minutes. Thanks for talking with us. And we'll be following the finish here and try to come up with that information you requested, Jer. Back to the helicopter.
Right. We have two teams that are really stroking it out. In fact, it's very interesting as we watch these teams. They're giving it everything they have. And when we get two canoes alongside, it's like there's a great big new motivator. I don't know where they find the energy. And we have, looks like the Cozy team is getting close to coming into the finish line. And they're way ahead of the pack. In fact, they're just completely out of the competition. One of the things that we noticed from up here, Steve, the KOZI team is just off of the pilings now for the marina, and they should be rounding the edge of the marina, and you should be able to see them from the start-finish very shortly. As Jerry mentioned, they're not working particularly hard. There's no need to. They probably have close to a half-mile lead. The next team is just coming under the bridge now, so there's probably about a half-mile lead that they have on the other teams. It is just exciting to watch these teams when there are two canoes, one next to the other, really going after it. We're going to have some big race now for some of the other finishing positions. We'll go back to the water and scale the eyes, Jer Eisenhardt.
Okay, Steve, we've had another overturn right here in the water. At number six, that's Nads with canoeist John Griffith and Troy Davis spilling their canoe as they launched it here at the boat ramp, wearing green life preservers. The men stood up, put their feet on the bottom, and are now in the water and underway, but they too have sacrificed one place in the race by that misfortune. The team that launched, while they were trying to right themselves and get the water out of the canoe, is now at least 40, 50 feet ahead of them. They're the most two to have launched here recently at the boat ramp. Steve?
Well, things are starting to become very active and hectic here at the finish area. The Radiolakeland team should be just about ready to arrive here, and I frankly can't see them with the helicopters there. What do you see?
Right, they're just pulling in right now, just coming into shore, and it's a good half mile before we have anybody else behind them. They're getting out right now. They didn't fall over, and now they're getting ready to bring the canoe on up.
Very good. It appears as though the Radiolakeland team, the KOZI co-eds, will take first place in the Greg Evans Memorial Relay. Talking a few minutes ago with Cindy Zapp, who did the swimming for us, and she said it was extremely cold. We got the Radiolake Land team now running up and completing the portage of probably 300 feet at least. Do you see the second place team from the helicopter? How far back is the second place team, and do we know who they are?